T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's a great video. I don't know how it's going to measure up to, you know, the signing of the Declaration of Independence or, you know, the battle of trying to win World War II, but this is a great collaboration. I mean, sometimes, John, it's just a matter of, like, how important was something? I mean, it can be important, but how important? You know, Joe Stalin, this is the third day in a row Joseph Stalin's name is said on our show. I mean, going on around here?
It's a great question.
And I just started reading the book, so expect more over the next week or two.
Oh, can't wait.
Let's go to the phones.
Need more Joe Stalin talk on this show.
215-592-9494. We'll get to our NFL picks for the conference title games in just a moment. Let's talk to Chris right now in Harrisburg. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Chris.
Hope everybody's well and their families are all well, too.
Thanks, man.
Hey, you too, man.
Did anybody say, I'm going to get this out of the way real quick, Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard?
That's an interesting one. Sure. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say two since you say two sometimes, Joe?
Can you say what?
Can I do two since you do two sometimes, or three or four?
Sure. Give us the second one. Why not?
The Rat Pack.
Sure.
That would have been.
Okay.
That would probably have been a better answer.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, just to be thing on the Doug here.
Yep.
I appreciate everything he did because it's really hard to get through the NFL season and win that many games and get us to the Super Bowl, first of all. Even in college, it's hard to win that many games straight in a row because you're playing against elite players that are really good and it's tough. So he did a good time and I appreciate him for that. But when other teams are looking for another head coach, they want a guy that has a sort of Rat Pack that comes with him. You know, sometimes they want something extra with what they get with the coach.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of that goes in perspective and other teams looking at him. So he's got a little bit of a downfall on that, but I hope he does get a job. But I do have one more other thing if I could.
Sure.
Less and less likely.
It's about health and fitness. And I think the best one to answer this is Joe, maybe.
By the way, let me be clear. I'm only one of the right people to answer this because I did not vote for Andrew Wiggins to be an all-star starter. I just want to be clear. Anyone that voted for Andrew Wiggins to start in the NBA all-star game would not be able to answer a question. But, okay, I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, if someone, like, they're laying in bed all the time, they get, what are they called?
Sore.
Yeah, bed sores. Okay.
No, wait, we're talking bed sores or sore? Just sore.
Yeah, bed sores.
Oh, bed sores is a whole other matter. Okay, bed sores.
Is there a thing called tub sores? Like,
not yet there hasn't been, Chris.
Hey, love you guys. I appreciate you.
Thanks,
show.
Buddy. Good all stuff, right. Man. Not yet. So question for you. We talked earlier this week. We're open-minded to maybe having a new breaking news sounder. We like our breaking news sounder. Maybe it doesn't quite have the heft that we need for serious breaking news. James, are you ready to sort of tackle and take on the task over the next couple of days, sometime next week, of presenting some options to us?
Sure.
Of what other breaking news sounders could sound like, and then we'll decide as a show which one we want to go with?
Sure.
That work? All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What kind of sound are we looking for? It has to be serious?
Yeah, I think it's like, you know.
Like a sturdy, weighty sound.
Well, was it Inside Edition, or what was that show that had that?
I think one of those type of things.
Was
it the Bill O'Reilly show back in the day?
No.
Yeah, it was the show Bill O'Reilly used to be on. Current Edition?
Current Affairs.
Current Affairs.
That's it. Was Bill O'Reilly on that show? I don't remember
Well, the one where he said, we'll do it live!
Yeah. Bleep it. We'll do it live. Remember that whole thing? It's unbelievable.
Of course.
You remember that, right, John?
No.
You don't remember Bill O'Reilly's flip out like the 1980s?
All-time classic.
No. How do you not know that? Oh, my God. All right, well, James, maybe you can find some of that audio. It's some of the funniest audio of all time. And I think that was the one that had the sounder that was kind of interesting. All right, let me tell you this, guys. As we make our transition to our NFL picks, we are in a flat-out battle for supremacy for the 2021 football season between John and I, who's going to win. As we make the turn to now only three games left in pro football, and we'll be picking all three the rest of the way, after last week, John went 2-1, and I went 1-2. John has passed me and is now a half a game in front of me for our picks with three games to go. John is 28-26. I am 27-26-1. James Seltzer, cue the music.
We'll do it live!
Exactly. Yes, we are doing it live right now. Now, rules of engagement, as have been the rules on our show for all the years we've done it, we make our picks before the picks are announced, meaning I'm not going to change my pick. I need to pick something different than John, and then I need that team to win. But if I pick games that John's picked, that's bad luck for me. So mine are on a piece of paper. They're written down. Nothing's getting changed. So here we go. John's got the inside track with three to go. John Ritchie, let's go in order of the games, the way they're played. The first game, Kansas City is hosting Cincinnati. Kansas City, a 7-point favorite.
Right. I'm sort of surprised. I mean, I think there's a recency bias, the excitement about that game. Kansas City just played where they were scoring at will. Cincinnati is pretty good. They just beat Kansas City on January 2nd. Granted, that was in Cincinnati, but 7 points seems like too big a line to me. I think Cincinnati probably loses this game, but I think they'll make it a closer game than a touchdown, so I'm going to take Cincinnati.
All right, I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs, and not because John said Cincy. Look, I like Burrow a lot, and I don't think KC's quite as complete a team as they had been in some of the past years, but they've been coming on all year, man. This is a far better KC team than we saw here at the Link Week 3, and I think they're getting back to the Super Bowl, and if I just had to gut feeling above or below 7 points, I'm going above. KC minus the 7 to win the game fairly easily on Sunday. John, the second pick. As we know, it's the Rams versus the Niners. The Rams are home. They're a 3.5-point favorite. What are we looking at?
Yeah, this is a really tough one for me.
Yes.
I'm 3.5 points for the Rams at home when I think – it's been like 6 tries for Sean McVay to beat Kyle Shanahan's 49ers, and he's never done it. They've never beat – like, the NFL is all about matchups. And this 49ers team matches up well against the Rams. So I'm going 49ers plus 3.5 points. Now, I have a feeling that the Rams somehow figure out a way to win this one, but I feel comfortable that there's a 3.5-point cushion. If it were 3, I feel like maybe I wouldn't go there, but as it stands, I'm going San Francisco plus 3.5.
Well, unfortunately for me, I picked the 49ers as well. So, and look, it's a tight game. It could go either way. Stafford could give it up. Stafford's better than Garoppolo, but Stafford might be more likely to give it up than Garoppolo. So,
it's kind of like if you're the Rams defense, like you want to take away what they do. You haven't been able to stop their run. I want to say they've run for 300 yards against the Rams in 2 games this season. So they pound them on the ground. So you got Jalen Ramsey if you're the Rams. Like, who do you put them on? Is it Debo? Is it George Kittle? They have just enough weapons to kind of stay one step ahead of what the Rams are trying to do.
And you know, I'm just looking
and
ahead.
And when you think about the 49ers defense, man, they've gotten the better of this quarterback.
Well, 49ers are really physically, I think, mentally tough team.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch. Both teams are fun to watch.
But just I think the Rams win.
John, just thinking ahead, if Jalen Ramsey plays in the Super Bowl against Tyreek Hill, that would be really amazing.
I don't think anyone can
stop him.
Stop Tyreek
Hill. I agree with you on that. All right, so we got one game the same. We got one game different. Bottom line is if Cincinnati does its job on Sunday, then John's going to win our picks because, you know, he's at that point be a game and a half up with not enough time for me to catch up. 215-592.
Stakes for this Chiefs-Bengals game.
I know.
I mean, it's higher for you two than for the Chiefs and Bengals, maybe.
And you know me, if KC if KC does its job, I'm flat out advocating for another Andy Reid Appreciation Day.
Oh, stop.
I'll wear the T-shirt again, the mustache. What do I got to stop?
Stop.
Love the guy.
Yeah, I have no problem with Andy. We're not doing that again. I
think Angelo's going to create an Andy Reid
mustache. Angelo might just quit. I'm not making it until December. I'm done. No way.
Joe, would you grow a mustache?
Yeah, to support your guy.
Yeah, that would be a negative Ghost Rider.
Oh, come on, pattern man. Well.
Dude, I can't grow a mustache in 2 weeks.
Sure you could.
That's pretty sad.
You could just stop shaving.
I mean,
right
not
now.
not a robust mustache.
Stop shaving the mustache part right now, and you'll have a nice little caterpillar up there.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
James, what's going on with our pizza here? What do we got?
It's here.
Going?
It should be here any second. Pizza? Fritz, I just sent Fritz down.
Oh, so Fritz is finally doing his job. All right. All right.
Poor Jack.
Doing any
it's
job.
Not his job.
It could not be less his job, actually.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Bob in Chestnut Hill right now. What's going on, Bob?
Yeah, is this me?
Yes, Bob. That is you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, hello, Bob. How you guys doing today?
Great.
I was calling about a musical collaboration.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody has said it yet, but in the late 80s, there was a band called the Traveling Wilburys, which
Phenomenal answer.
Most successful musicians ever: Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, George Harrison, Tom Petty, and Jeff Lynne.
How about that?
The original supergroup.
Yeah, they did two albums before Roy Orbison died, but that would be the number one musical.
Sounds like a heck of an answer.
A massive answer.
Great answer.
Was their music good?
Yes. I like some of their songs. I thought they were good.
So here's the thing: for them to have any chance to win, because it's not just five great collaborators, it's creating something great. Did they create something great?
I mean, that's all, you know, objective.
Well, what's their most famous thing?
I think one that was like the most famous song was like Handle Me With Care or something along those lines. It was actually, they used to play it on the radio, and they still do, I guess, on all these stations. But
yeah, I think that was
for those five. Yeah, it's like if you're a fan of their music, it was probably the greatest, you know, as far as success goes of musicians. The greatest collaboration.
I get your point. I get it. All right, what do you got on the Eagles here, man?
The Eagles, yeah. I think Sirianni is up in the air. The fact that their defensive coordinator is getting interviews whatsoever, it's obviously no one ever watched an Eagles game this entire year. The guy has no scheme. He doesn't know how to think on his feet. He doesn't blitz. Their defense was atrocious the entire year, with the exception of playing terrible teams and, you know, somehow managing to make himself look good, I suppose, against mediocre, terrible quarterbacks that were backups most of the time. As far as the Eagles' game plan, I would say you trade Fletcher Cox and Miles Sanders for anything you can get. They're both useless.
I don't agree with you on Miles because he's cheap. I'm not of the mindset that they have to move on, Bob, from him. I think moving on from Fletcher is making more and more sense. But, again, that cap number is
I think it would be wise to move on from both guys.
Well, yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
Sanders is the third or fourth best running back on the team. Your best running back was Boston Scott. He wasn't even used in the playoff game. As soon as he gets used, he scores the, 35-yard touchdown.
Look,
he had six snaps.
Yeah, I'll say this. The one thing, and Bob, appreciate the call. The one thing I'll say that's good about the Miles Sanders situation, if you want to trade him, people, let's just say around the league, seem to think he's really good. At least broadcasters do.
Yeah.
So I don't know that an NFL general manager or head coach is going to dig into that team and be like, well, I got to get this guy. But the broadcasters seem to think he's good. So I'm not opposed to trading Miles Sanders, but I'm also certainly not in a hurry to trade him. I mean, if you get a good offer, then go for it. But, you know, all right, let's go to.
Well, I think the point is he's one target that we kind of get the feeling that teams would have an interest.
I would agree with you on that.
He and Fletcher both. Now, we know Fletcher wasn't great this year, but it seemed and I guess we are influenced by when we watch a game and we listen to the commentators rave about these guys. We assume other people in other cities think those players are good.
But I will say, John,
they're better than we think.
There's a lot of people around here that rave about them also. You and I just aren't two of those people.
But
we've done polls, man. I mean, people think he's really good.
But I think that's dwindling.
Maybe, but maybe.
He was an all-time favorite for a long time.
Yeah, but even late in the year.
Penn State guy.
Yeah, but when we were doing polls late in the year, Miles Sanders versus Boston Scott, it still wasn't even close. And you and I think Boston Scott's better. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Kyle right now. Kyle, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Kyle.
Hey, Hammer. It's Kyle from Fantasy Camp, Team Schmitty, man. How you doing?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much, man. Hey, so I wanted to throw a proposal at you guys about the Hall of Fame voting for the steroid era.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these writers are caught up on the idea that the record books got changed during that era. So here's a proposal for you guys to mull over real quick. Okay. What if we let these guys in, but we reset the records to Maris and Aaron as a compromise?
Well, I just don't think it works. I mean, let me ask you this.
Go for
it. Barry Bonds going to admit that he cheated on his way to breaking Hank Aaron's record?
Good question. It all matters, I guess, how much.
I mean, we know the answer is no. I mean, we actually know that.
But now we can't decide what he's going to think is mine. What matters more to him, the record or being in the Hall of Fame? You know, that's something that we can't.
Well, to be honest with you, you know what I think matters to him more than both of them? Well, actually, he admitted under oath, so he's not the right example. But other guys, take Clemens. Clemens is never going to admit performance enhancers. We know that. I mean,
right.
I think we know that. Pete Rose finally came around to admitting on cheating after about 25 years. I just don't think not cheating. You know what I mean? Betting.
Right.
I mean, Kyle, who legislates that? Who legislates? All right, this guy. We're changing the record book for this guy, but not that guy, because we don't really know. We kind of think, but we can't prove. I mean, you're going down a rabbit hole that is impossible to legislate.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I think it's just interesting to consider that, especially with Bonds, because he holds those two records now, you know, and guys like McGuire and Sosa, who broke the single season record too. Just an idea.
I hear it. All right, give me a great collaboration that they created something great. Who do you have?
How about Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young?
Yeah. All right, I'll put it down.
Really clever answer.
And so they were, famous before.
Yeah.
Okay, very, very good. To our buddy Rodriguez in Middletown, we haven't heard from him in a while. What's up, Rodriguez?
¿Qué pasa, mis amigos? ¿Qué pasa?
Estamos bien.
Hey, man, I have really enjoyed these playoffs. I mean, I'm 61. And I could be there with the other older guys who said, I've never seen guys do so much in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What was it, 25 points?
Then
is that what it was?
Then they're doing the whole game. I mean, these guys were amazing. They're amazing quarterbacks. And the longer they played, it's like, it just reminds me how far the Eagles are right now.
Yep.
They're not even close to that, man. And, you know what I'm saying?
Most teams aren't.
Yeah, I don't think they're even close to what these guys who are right now in these last few games that they've been doing. And I think it's going to be Kansas City. I think Kansas City will win the Super Bowl again. And, the Belichick thing, guys. Easy up on Belichick. Belichick already has been – we already know about Belichick. It was Brady. He can't win without Brady, guys.
Well, I think Brady was a bigger deal there than Belichick. John and James don't agree with me, but I lean in your direction.
Simply because Brady already won without Belichick. Belichick haven't done that. He hasn't even won a playoff game without Brady. So it's already been said. It's already there the last 2 years. He's been awful without Brady. And let me tell you.
Well, he hasn't been awful. I mean, this year I thought he did pretty good. Remember, getting a rookie quarterback mixed in.
Yeah, they were winning games with great.
They're winning
ideas.
Okay games. I think it's like the Eagles. They've been winning okay games, more or less. But nah, he's not saying without Brady. No way.
Clearly not. Rodriguez, a great collaboration. What are we looking at?
I'm looking at Shakira when she cooperated with J-Lo on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
All right, how about that?
That was a big one.
All right, J-Lo and Shakira.
Sure.
What did you notice the most about them?
They're great dancers, Joe.
Just asking the question.
What did you notice the most?
Great artists.
Talent. Yeah, I noticed
that. That stood out to me the most.
Enjoyed the
talent.
It's all there.
The music.
It's got a Keith.
It's all about the music.
Let's go to Keith in Northeast Philly. Keith, you're on WIP.
Name one J-Lo song.
Yo, guys.
Oh, whoa. Don't ask me to name a J-Lo song like I can't. Little Jenny from the Block.
Look at you.
Come on, man. I'm all over
that,
man.
The one
that
everyone knows.
Name two J-Lo songs.
Exactly. Shit, all that stuff with Ja Rule, man.
It was
good stuff, man. I was a fan back in the day. Still a fan. Cool. Keith, what's going on, buddy?
Going on, guys.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Yeah, Joe, I got to congratulate you on the big win today.
Thank you. 180.
Yeah, I got a little nervous there because I still remain in the Beat the Hammer record books for being the only contestant to win a double OT.
Wow. Well, good for you, man.
Yeah, you know what it is, Joey? How many losses are you up to now? Because I beat you a year ago, and I think I gave you your loss number 21.
Well, I'm at 26. I had a rough patch in the summer, but then a dominant fall.
Keith, have you been trying to call in?
Oh, yeah, like every week.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
Keep trying.
But that's not bad. It was like a year ago, so I had 5 losses in 1 year.
You got to remember, I pick off some Fridays. You know, there's some Fridays I take off. But listen, right. I think my record is nothing short of exceptional.
What, 52 weeks in a year, so I took off what, 6?
Yeah, I probably 7? Took 5-6 off, 25.
30. Yeah, not bad. Yeah. But, yeah, just,
Keith, can I ask you a question? Are you actually pumping you up by pumping me up? Like, I actually think there might be a trick here. You're pumping me up really is all about saying you beat me.
Yeah,
like, if I'm great, you're greater is what you're trying to get at.
That's like the kind of thing you would do. That's like some camera logic.
This is pretty crafty, Keith.
If it makes you feel better, my street cred goes up every time you win. So,
dude, let me tell you something.
James said 99% of the people are rooting for the contestant. I might be that 1%er.
You might be. Keith, I got a text from somebody, and I don't even remember who, a couple days ago, that was hanging out with the Beat the Jamie guy, the first guy that beat me. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. This Jamie guy, 4 years later, is still telling people he meets that he beat
Phenomenal.
The hammer?
Phenomenal.
It's great 4 years
Jamie.
Later.
I mean, he was the first. He was the original.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, you know, come on now.
Yeah, real quick, one of my good friends in the family, they were in a picture with you and Trotter at Live. I was like, make sure you tell him I beat him and beat the hammer.
There you go. That was a good day, man. That was a fun day out there.
Just real quick on Doug Peterson.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the homer in me or what, but the guy won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. I understand. I don't know. I think I disagree a bit with him, with the other teams having that bad taste in their mouth with the last game. Like, I don't think that's like something to deter him from hiring him. Like,
Keith, you know what looks bad about it also that we haven't even addressed? How he tanked it.
Yeah.
See, that's the other thing. That
seemed dumb.
Well, it seems like if you're gonna play the backup quarterback, then
play him the whole game
or put him in at halftime, and that way it's a very clear post game. Hey, listen, we wanted to give Jalen the first half. We want to see Sudfeld, so we gave him the whole. You know, it was like the game was coming down to the wire. There's like 9 minutes left.
Yeah, it was the fourth quarter. Yeah. It's like, what are we doing here?
So if I'm an opposing owner or general manager, I am looking at Doug a little sideways. Like, you got marching orders, and that's how you handled it?
Too obvious, you know? Way too obvious.
I mean, it looked dumb, is frankly how it looked.
Yeah, but just trying to think, like, in recent history, like, I couldn't think of another coach who didn't get hired, you know, after winning a Super Bowl like that quick, you know? Like,
well, I know. All right, give me a great collaboration, Keith.
All right, I heard some pretty good ones. Mine's probably not a winner, but I'm going to go with the wrestling world and go with D-Generation X.
All right, you got it, man. How about that, to wrestling? Seltzer, there's pizza still available, right? Because I've been seeing multiple
Jack Heffer
people.
Has been going nuts on it. I think he's had like 4 pieces already.
People, listen, when Richie and I get out there, it better be pizza.
There better be.
And for you too, James.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Because I ain't ordering more pizza.
There will be problems.
And there will never be pizza on my credit card ever again if I get out there and there's not enough pizza for us. Jared Cameron, John Richie. Drop of the week is next. Time's yours, and of course, more calls on 94 WIP. What a great song. Joe Cameron, John Richie, 94 WIP. Now, I got to say, I'm kind of cringing here when you think of songs and you think about what's up ahead. Because battle raps can be part of songs.
Oh, it's coming.
And I have a fear, John Richie, that a battle rap, unintentionally spoken, will find its way into Drop of the Week this week.
Huh.
In a matter
of... Your fear is well-founded.
In a matter of, like, right now. Crank up Drop of the Week, James. You ready to go? Let's do it. We do it every single week at this time, Drop of the Week. All right. We've had some funny moments during the week, some poignant moments perhaps. James Sussman, what are we looking at this week?
Yes, and a battle rap. All right, let's start off. we rarely get the ones at the end of the week last time that we include this week, but I thought this was pretty funny. From a Time Zeroes caller, Jim, I believe his name is, about you and Bananas. He gave you a new moniker.
That's a big boy.
Yeah.
Talking about Joe DeCameron.
Well, Ray said that before.
Yeah, well, like, race is at the end of a thing, like, all right, big boy.
Yeah.
Like, this is more like,
yeah, big
this
boy. Is just...
like, you're a little, you're a big boy, Joe.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, we're proud of you,
so
buddy.
Patronizing.
Speaking of monikers and names, you called Richie the wrong name.
But, I mean, it was unbelievable. Jack, give me, Jack, I'm thinking of Jack Dawson. John, Jack Richie over
there. Are you
there.
Serious?
Yeah, called
Jack.
Jack
Dawson.
I thought of Jack Dawson.
Hey, now.
Rose Jack. Jack! Jack!
It's tough when you work with a guy every day to call him the wrong name. Like,
Jack, I'll never let go. Jack, I'll never let go.
All right.
Let's go of his hand.
Yeah. Since we go in chronological order, we don't, you know, save the best for last or anything like that. We've got our battle rap.
Seltzer, Richie, talk to me here. Other than me and Joe Lewis, give me a great Joe. Best Joe by the end of the show. And yeah, I'm Dr. Seuss, and I can rhyme. Why? Because I'm a buster. No, it really was really bad if I was trying to rap. Richie,
what was that?
I just said
I'm a buster.
I'm a buster rhyme, you know. I'm
oh, no. Oh, man.
Oh.
That's really good.
Can we hear that again
right now?
I don't
think I realized
at the
time.
How bad that was.
You want to hear it one more time? Yeah, we can do it one more time.
Wow, please, yes.
Seltzer, Richie, talk to me here. Other than me and Joe Lewis, give me a great Joe. Best Joe by the end of the show, and yeah, I'm Dr. Seuss, and I can rhyme. Why? Because I'm a buster.
That's an all-timer, man.
Because I'm a buster.
That's really
bad. Do we have
bad.
To keep going? Is there more? Just
no, we can declare it the winner.
No, it will. There's more, but that is really funny.
All right, well, let's keep it short, because nothing else can measure
nothing
up.
Nothing out here. I'll skip a few that I was going to do. Yeah. Quickly, your Bill Clinton Godfather impression.
I feel your pain.
Can you do it?
I feel your pain. All right, so famous quote time,
like
guys.
Godfather Bill Clinton right there.
Yeah, let me do it. You come to the house, the house in the day, my daughter, Chelsea's getting married. You don't even call me president. You know, no respect.
I got three quick ones,
what?
Short ones, just good like drops. Joe, you said this.
I have no interest to learn things that I have no interest to learn.
That's a good one.
Totally true.
Very good.
Totally true.
You also said this. I didn't know this was possible.
I mean, I might be sore from inactivity.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then you also said this.
Smart people know that answer. I'm not one of them.
Great. And then one last one, just because I thought this was really funny from the day. You just threw an oh yeah in like conversation. Joe's not great at dealing with being hungry.
No, I'm not.
He's not.
Like
no.
Falls
no,
apart.
I'm not either.
I do.
I'm not either.
But right, but I still got 4 out of 5 and beat the hammer and won in overtime. So yeah.
Yeah.
Patrick,
yeah,
what do you got on Doug?
I just love that. So yeah. And just keep rolling. That made me laugh. We have a clear winner. It's
we do.
Should we hear it one more time?
Sure.
Seltzer, Richie, talk to me here. Other than me and Joe Lewis. Give me a great Joe. Best Joe by the end of the show. And yeah, I'm Dr. Seuss, and I can rhyme. Why? Because I'm a buster.
That could win Drop of the Year.
Yeah, oh. That's an all-timer.
That might win Drop of the Year.
Oh,
just saying it right now. It might be over in January. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Wade right now. Wade, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up?
Hi, Wade.
I wanted to wait for this conversation, but since y'all had the topic already, I was kind of waiting to see if Doug got hired or didn't get hired.
No, not
but
yet.
Since you're having this conversation, I want to bring it up. Like, I just go back to 3 years ago with a whole conversation. Everybody talking about want to see Doug with a different coach, and just go back with John Richie arguing with you
with
Joe,
a different with a different quarterback. You mean?
Oh, yeah, Doug, different
yeah.
quarterback.
Yep.
Going back with you, John Richie arguing all the time. I'm calling up here telling you like, yo, it's about coaching. Doug ain't doing this and doing that. You're like, all right, Wentz stink, whatever. Doug. Y'all said y'all wanted Nick Foles. Well, after you won the Super Bowl, Trey Wentz get Nick Foles.
I did not say that. I advocated for the Eagles to have Carson and Foles in 2018.
There's 3 parts to this. They wanted Nick Foles to stay. He went and flopped. They said Doug Peterson was this and that. It showed in his play calling, in his everything. People talking about, oh, man, I don't know if I'm a homer or if I'm because I'm an Eagles fan. No, because you got them green glasses on. I love Doug. I hope Doug get a job. because I want to see if Doug can coach. Doug got the end of the stick from the Eagles. Like, all this ain't on Doug. Doug talking about, that'd be a great idea to run the ball, or I ran out of plays and stuff. That might be because the stuff, it showed with Sirianni that the top of the offense be messing with the game plan, setting the roster, setting who's going to play. We already know all this stuff. Everything in the dark comes to the light. So all this ain't on Doug, but Doug showed that he's not a good coach. And then we go back and we show, like, just like with Carson, he had that one good year. You show the years he had, he averaged out. You take away his worst year, his best year, he averaged out to an average quarterback, just like he did out in Indianapolis.
Below average.
Okay, whatever you want to say. He ain't terrible. You know what I'm saying? Doug can't even get a job. Y'all trying to say Doug was this and Doug was that. Doug was put in a situation, and he was blessed to have what he got. I'm not trying to down Doug. It just is what it is. You look at reality, and this is what it is. Okay? Like, mm-hmm. Wentz, don't stink. If he stunk like you said, he wouldn't be able to get the draft pick. Wentz did everything we needed.
Wait, he's not going to be a starter in 2 years.
I don't care what Wentz did. Wentz did what I needed him to do for the Eagles, get us the first-round pick. So that was
important
for me.
But I mean,
so I don't care what Wentz do. Y'all want to talk about – I don't even want to talk about Wentz.
It does. No, like, to Wade's point, it does – It
for a guy that doesn't
something.
Want to talk about Wentz, you're talking an awful lot about Wentz.
Because what y'all talk about is not what reality. Y'all are here with this crap on this airline talking about this and that. Y'all want to take victory laps and everything. Y'all, what are y'all taking victory laps for? The battle was not over. Three parts of this battle. It's a whole war that got to go on with y'all topic, what y'all talking about. Y'all getting proved wrong. Even if Wentz,
Wade bringing it strong here, man.
He
bringing the heat,
criticizing my victory laps.
But give me a
great collaboration.
Man, the best collaboration, man. You know what I'm saying? You said the best, man. It meant everything to you. 2017, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, Howie Roseman, Nick Foles, Frank. We got the Colts head coach, man. Dougie P. And Jeffrey Lurie, they all came together and made the best feeling I ever felt as a fan, and you did too. I cried too. It was the greatest. It was
all right,
fan.
Wade. What a phone call that is. Holy smokes.
Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
You know who we forgot to mention there? Someone whose name probably has not been mentioned in our show in 8 months, but used to be mentioned in tandem with someone else all the time. It was Frank Reich.
DeFilippo.
And John DeFilippo. Yeah. You remember how much John DeFilippo's name used to be said here on WIP? Because apparently Reich and DeFilippo won the Super Bowl for the Eagles. I mean, I didn't catch the memo, but that was the narrative for a long time.
Hey, but to Wade's point, you contested ad nauseum that Doug was just done wrong by Carson.
I believe that.
And now Doug has these opportunities to get another job. Yeah. The fact that he's not getting one.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least doesn't seem like it looks good right
doesn't
now.
Look good. I get
that
it.
That seems to fly in the face of what you were, you know, as he said, taking victory last
John, time. I take note of the fact that the league doesn't look like they want to hire him right now. I say it. Let's talk to Lou. Good afternoon, Lou.
Hey, guys. I don't know how I follow up Wade. It was a lot of energy. I'm going to try. Joe, you don't subscribe to victory with humility. I guess.
Not generally my style.
You
I mean, today. Occasionally it is, but
you did a pretty good job today.
Yeah, it's against my instincts.
Yeah, God bless you, John. So I want to talk about Doug a little bit. If you remember when he was hired by the Eagles, he got an endorsement from Andy Reid. And I think that probably helped him tremendously to get the job.
No question.
I think, right? So,
100% of that.
He's not getting an endorsement this time because he probably doesn't need it. So he's more on his own. I can't imagine what that interview is like because this is going to sound disrespectful, and I don't mean it to. I just don't think he's very smart. I never thought that he was a cerebral coach. I never thought that he really thought through situations. They took if you remember that Super Bowl year, every chance they took, it seemed, I'm sure it wasn't true, it seemed like it was successful. And the year after that, every chance,
I know.
Every time they went on
some fourth, of them. The Minnesota decision was the stupidest ever when he ran a fake field goal with about 15 or 20 seconds left. And without,
Jake Elliott pass and, fake field goal,
and
no less.
Without a timeout.
That was disastrous.
That was the other thing. Even if they got the first down, unless they got out of bounds, and I think a crosser to Goddard near the sideline, he had no chance otherwise to get out of bounds.
Yeah,
it made no sense.
made no sense. Exactly my point. And I, guys, I really appreciate listening to you. I'm happy to be on the East Coast today, so
yeah.
This is really a nice homecoming for me. But I just wanted to say one
By the way, Lou, you can listen to us on the app, just so you know. WIP app,
I do.
Odyssey
he does.
App.
Yeah, Luke, okay. Lou listens.
I do. That's where I listen usually. But I wanted to say one thing, and I mean this sincerely. James is a great ambassador for your show, and I really appreciate how he answers the phone. He engages with me, and I really appreciate that. So I just wanted to throw that compliment out there.
Good compliment, Lou. Well, thanks, buddy, and well-deserved for James to hear that and for people to hear that about James because it's true. John, I saw your eyes light up when I brought up that Minnesota fake field goal. Like, you forgot about it.
But that, I had. I hadn't thought about that for a long time.
That and the one-yard challenge?
Yeah, the two-yard challenge.
Was it two?
It was two. But, yes, that was – yep. All time, buddy. All time.
Really?
And remember, all that stuff – and I don't know how the head coaching process, evaluation process goes, but all that stuff is forever immortalized on the tape.
No question.
These teams that are looking into these coaches, they're looking at everything. That stuff, you know.
It matters.
It doesn't go away.
I agree with you on that. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. Time's yours. We check the voicemails. We play the voicemails. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Howie, please don't do something stupid like drafting a quarterback with any of the picks that you have in this year's upcoming draft. Don't overthink it. Just draft the best players available at the positions of need for this team. If you do draft a quarterback, however, I will be stopping by the NovaCare complex the following day to collect a $500 check from you because you will have caused me to go full office space on my flat screen TV with my Louisville Slugger. Please don't make me do that. Time's yours.
Oh, no. That's putting a lot of pressure on Howie right there.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again until somebody finally hears it. What makes people think that if we get Russell Wilson, we have to win it next year? The guy's going to be playing at a high level for the next 3 to 5 years. We can wait 2, 3, even 4 years before we build a Super Bowl roster. Go get Russell Wilson. He's a stud.
Dude, I agree 100%. I get so sick and tired of people saying, we're not ready to win. Well, okay, so you have multiple chances to win for years to come. Total agreement.
Not that multiple. Real multiple would be Deshaun Watson.
Well, it would.
That's real multiple.
Yep.
Hello, my name is Jim, and I work at a large hospital emergency room in Philadelphia. And we are seeing a rash of book arm, book neck, and book shoulder from avid tub readers. This is a growing trend, and people need to be careful.
Dude, I agree.
You have book arm?
I mean, I might have book arm. I think it's more the book shoulder. I'm telling you, something's not right with the shoulder.
Tennis elbow for some, book arm for Joe.
Look, I think it might be from holding the book up in the tub. I mean, you get a hardcover and some of those 600, 700, 800-page books.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's
one of these days coming up, I swear, I'm going to hear Joe the camera say, you know, driving in here, I injured my shoulder. And I was adjusting my rearview mirror, and I just felt this serious twinge. Hey, I might be out tomorrow. I'm going to miss tomorrow's work due to adjusting my mirror. Time's yours.
You think I could use a sick day for that? Injury from mirror adjustment?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
Yeah, well, I got Jody Cameron's back about the sun. Yes, John Ritchie, there are visors, or like you can put your visor down, but sometimes that sun is so strong and so bright that you can't even see the cars in front of you. So I got Jody Cameron's back. Yeah. Time's yours.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. With that.
Well, if you can't see the car in front of you, then yes.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yes.
I'm saying you can see the car. You can see enough when you use the visor properly.
I might just, right in the middle of a sentence, everyone's
like,
That's what I'm talking about. With that.
Yeah.
Who's my man? Me. With that, we shut it down.
Who's my man?
Me! Wow! Yeah!
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Hey, T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.